Welcome to Now Playing, a podcast dedicated to movie reviews. I'm Arnie.
I'm Marjorie.
We're back after a little bit of a hiatus, talking about perhaps the most anticipated movie of the summer.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Otherwise known as Indiana Jones and the $18 I Want Back from the Movie Theater. Let's give a little bit of our personal history of Indiana Jones, because Indiana Jones is one of those movies that's been around for so long, and kind of like James Bond and Star Wars, some people absolutely love it, some people just don't get it. Me, I grew up with Indiana Jones, but I kind of grew up with it in the same way I grew up with Beverly Hills Cop and Ghostbusters. I really liked it, but I didn't love it. And I saw Temple of Doom and Last Crusade in theaters, but I hadn't really seen them in about 15 years when they came out in DVD a couple years ago, and with the new movie coming out, I was hoping it would be good, but I went in with no expectations.
I think maybe I had seen an indie movie in the past. I know I watched them with you. I didn't really think they were all that great. They were just kind of, they're movies. Wasn't really into it. My mom liked them, but I think maybe she just liked to look at Harrison Ford around that time.
What I liked about them was the action plus the humor. There was some definite real good humor in there, plus just rough and tumble action and a little bit of supernatural stuff. And I thought it was a really cool series, but I wasn't devoted to it in the way certain people are. So we go in to see Crystal Skull, and all I really wanted from this movie was to be entertained. I just wanted to enjoy it. I had no expectations. I wasn't saying this has to live up to the old ones. I just wanted to see an enjoyable movie.
Honestly, I just went to see a movie with you. That was my motivation.
And I probably would have waited for DVD on this, except we had some friends who wanted to hang out, and we just decided to go see a movie. It wasn't that I was dying for this one either. I was bored in this movie. That's my chief complaint.
My main complaint was there was no soul or heart in any of it. It seriously seemed like Harrison Ford was phoning it in, and everything was so, I can't, not tongue-in-cheek, not quite that, but so obvious. The jokes weren't even funny, and you pointed out that just about anything that would have been amusing in the theater, we already saw in the trailer, so it kind of lost its punch.
Yeah, in the trailer, there was a line where Shia LaBeouf, who plays Mutt in the series, looks up at Indiana Jones and goes, "You're a teacher?" And Indiana Jones replies, "Part-time." And the theater chuckled. I think the theater would have laughed if we hadn't heard that line about 50 times in the trailers playing on television.
Yeah, and they tried to keep so much of the plot under wraps. However, if you looked at any of the toys, you could have figured it out. Not that exciting. I never really cared for that whole Nazi storyline. And this time the Nazis are replaced by, Russians. And it's the same thing. It's just they have a slightly different accent.
I honestly think replacing Nazis with communists in the 50s makes sense. If you need a big bad, communists are a great big bad from the 50s to the 80s. Just look at our movies. Rocky IV is the best example of that. The evil Russian versus the Italian stallion.
No, I'm just saying it's the same kind of villain, just with a slightly different accent.
Which is what they needed. And they did acknowledge Harrison Ford's age. He really, though, he is old.
Yeah, definitely a little less action-y on the action sequences. Everything was done kind of gingerly, I thought.
Now, here I'm going to get into some spoilers. So if you're spoiler-free on this movie, stop playing now. I think that there was no suspense in this movie at all. At no point was I like, oh no, and it wasn't even the meta-knowledge of I know Harrison Ford isn't going to bite it. I watched The Bourne Identity, and I know Bourne is going to make it. But I'm still excited and enjoying the scenes. I felt like all of these scenes were really, really lackluster. The action was just poor. I also thought that a lot of the situations, they wrote themselves into corners and didn't know how to get out of it. The case being the giant ants, which were quite obviously CGI.
Yeah, they were pretty bad CGI, but a lot of the effects in this movie were kind of poor.
I wonder if they really tried to make them poor for the sake of fitting in with the old ones. That's a horrible idea, but maybe they did. But these ants are attacking, and it's like the writer got into this corner of, well, the ants are going to kill Indiana Jones. What can I do? Oh, I'll make the skull repel the ants. And then later, Indiana Jones is getting attacked by natives. And it's like the writer went, oh, how is he going to defeat all these natives? Oh, I'll make the skull repel the natives. It seemed like every answer was pull out the skull and everything will be okay.
It was a multi-purpose skull.
The Swiss Army skull.
Yes. It was a pretty poor prop, too, because it looked like a hard plastic clear shell stuffed with clear plastic bags. Seriously, it looked like bags were stuffed inside of it.
Well, there's a licensing idea for them. They could make a wall-mountable crystal skull, and you go to the jaw and you pull out your Walmart bag every time you need a bag. A wall-mounted bag release. A wall-mounted crystal skull bag release.
It really, that thing would have been very heavy for them to carry around like that.
Yeah?
Crystal, solid, yeah, pretty heavy.
Also, the skull was supposed to have this property of being this uber magnet that any metal was attracted to, even if it's not a magnetic metal. But that property came and went depending on if it was convenient to the scene.
Yeah.
Because it probably would have been very expensive to have Kate Blanchett's sword at a 45 degree angle every time she was in the scene, anywhere near the skull. But sometimes that skull was drawing all kinds of magnets, and other times it was just... Perhaps burlap is the anti-skull. Anytime the skull was in the burlap sack, it was no longer magnetic. Burlap, the power of kings. The other thing that really bothered me, some of the line deliveries were just poor.
That's why I said they're phoning it in.
Harrison Ford just kept going like, good job, son, when talking to Mutt when he found out Mutt was his kid. And it's just like, what? That's a bad line delivered in a bad way.
Everything seemed forced.
Yeah, very much so.
Not, like, natural at all. It was no emotion and no heart, no soul. That's what I pretty much sums up the whole movie, I think.
I don't hate this movie, and I don't mean to trash it. It's just boring. It wasn't very exciting. I just
didn't
think
it was good. But did you find the other ones exciting?
Very much so.
I really had no interest in it. About 30 minutes into it, I'm like, oh boy, we got a long way to go, don't we?
And I think that they could have actually done something very good by bringing aliens into it. It might have worked. But the fact that they end the movie by having aliens there, you know, you could have had aliens used to be here. A lot of people believe that with Stonehenge and the Egyptian pyramids and the Incan temples. A lot of people believe that alien civilizations influenced our history. So you could have had aliens as part of the movie without having the scene from Contact.
Yeah.
The whole ending falls apart, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, it does.
The chase through the jungle was pretty good. The car chase was good. It gets ridiculous when Shia LaBeouf starts to channel Tarzan.
I didn't think that was exciting at all, to be honest. I thought it was kind of boring. It looked like every other indie movie I'd ever seen.
I thought that was good, and I liked the sword fight between the two cars.
But don't they always have a jungle chase scene in a Jeep?
Well, there's always a car chase, yes. Except in Temple of Doom. There's no car chase there.
It seemed like every other indie movie, except there was no suspense. Oh, there wasn't suspense in the other one, though.
I thought the other movies were very good. I thought this one just wasn't entertaining. It wasn't a bad movie. It was a competently made film with some pretty poor special effects. It had a lot of name actors. I also didn't think the relationship between Indiana and Marion worked, because as soon as they saw each other, it's like they were desperately in love. But if they were so desperately in love, why didn't they just freaking stay together?
Yeah, that kind of made no sense.
He's like, I had other women in the meantime, but they all had the same problem. None of them were you.
Yeah, and that didn't even sound sincere.
No, it didn't sound sincere. And if none of them were her, why did they go 19 years without talking?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. They did this just to make a movie. I heard other people walking out of the theater saying, well, one couple said, we should have seen Prince Caspian instead. It would have been better. But the majority of people walking out, I overheard several people saying, it seems like they made another one just to make another one. They felt like they had to go back to the well. I think Harrison Ford needed a hit desperately.
Yeah, the last few movies he's made have been, well, not kind of, really crappy.
Hollywood Homicide and Firewall is a fantastic double feature.
Firewall was bad. Bad.
And I don't know why George Lucas and Steven Spielberg would do this.
Because they have more money than God combined and separately, and it's what they do for fun.
I just cannot recommend this to anyone. If you're a big indie fan, I think you're going to be a little disappointed. And if you're not a big indie fan, then you're really just going to be bored. I just wish we'd gone and seen Iron Man a second time instead.
Yeah, Iron Man was completely better.
So that's our review. We'll be back later. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production and is copyright 2008, all rights reserved.